Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home. Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and there's snow on the ground. There's more snow to come. No one knows when the snow will stop snowing, but the birds, they're out there. You just got to look for them. And talking with me this morning is Tom Anderson, Director of Communications for the Connecticut Audubon Society, one of the coolest logos in the state, I think. So, Tom, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you for asking. I'm happy to be here.
So, you know, people, we'll start with, you know, the proverbial question. I'm assuming a lot of people are like, ooh, was he going to ask this? Bird feeders, the winter, and bears. What's the rule? Like, where are we on this right now?
Yeah, so the rule of thumb is, depending on where you live on in the state, you want to not have a bird feeder up when the weather is too warm, because now bears are hibernating, or whatever they do. I don't think they technically hibernate, but they go into their deep sleep for the winter, and they're just not around. So you want to put your bird feeder up, say, late November, early December, and keep it up into the early spring. But February, especially a February like this one, where there's snow and lots of cold weather, you should have your bird feeder up now. This is the best time of year for it.
And, you know, okay, so I got to put my bird feeder back up. I got one of those fancy ones with the cameras. Yes, I'm that guy that watches the birds on my phone. What birds are in the area? What feed should we be looking for? Does it matter? Like, what should we be doing if we are going to put the bird feeder back up? Because Tom says it's okay.
Yes, those are good questions. There are, I would say, roughly 100, more than 100 species of birds in Connecticut right now in this winter, and they come and go, and definitely not all of them will come to your feeder, but you could expect a good 24 kinds of birds at your feeder, black-capped chickadees, cardinals, blue jays. There are 6 kinds of woodpeckers in Connecticut, and probably 3, maybe even 4 of them will come to your feeder. There are white-breasted nuthatches, house finches, of course, will be there. So there'll be a lot of activity. Dark-eyed juncos and white-throated sparrows will come to the ground underneath the feeder and pick up the seeds that the other birds drop. Some birds just don't like to perch on a feeder. They like to be underneath.
Okay, yeah, I've noticed that. Like, there'll be, I have a couple of cardinals, and Blue Jays, and they're always, we'll say, battling for the bird feeder. And I'm like, why are they just throwing the seed all over the place? I'm like, why, guys? Come on. So yeah, I get it. They're picking through it. They're like my kids. They're picky, but...
Cardinals will occasionally go onto a feeder, but they also like to be on the ground. And for reasons that maybe somebody knows this, but not me, it seems like the birds that go onto the feeder themselves eat maybe one out of every 10 seeds they pick out, and the rest go on the ground. And mm-hmm. It's as if they're sharing them with their neighbors.
Okay. As long as they're not sharing with the squirrels. I feel squirrels are the bane of existence to anyone with a bird feeder.
Squirrels will be there too. There, we have a baffle on the pole, on our bird feeder pole, and it stops the squirrels from climbing up to get at the feeder, but they stay on the ground, which is fine with us.
Yeah,
they get a little bit, but they don't dominate it.
Okay, that's good. Like ours is on the side of our shed, and the squirrels can't climb the side of the shed, but it's also far enough from the nearest tree for them to jump to it. So they just kind of sit there on the ground and receive all the gifts that the birds are throwing at them, I guess we could say.
So the other thing you need to remember with feeding birds in winter is that they need water as much as they need food, because they need it not just to drink, but they need it to they get their feathers wet, and that helps keep them insulated in cold water. So a bird bath, particularly if you can put out a bird bath that is heated so it doesn't freeze, that's definitely as important as a feeder for birds in winter. And depending on where you put it, you get a great look at the birds as they're bathing and drinking.
Mm. Never thought of a bird feeder. Yeah, it's true. I mean, especially this winter, everything seems to be frozen, so they're looking for some hydration just as much as the rest of us.
Yes, absolutely. We also recommend sunflower seeds, either with the shells or without the shells. You can get bird seed mixes, but the birds tend to eat only part of what's in there. If you concentrate on sunflower seeds, the birds, that's a high fat, high nutrient kind of seed, and the birds will gobble those up.
Okay, so that's kind of what I was thinking too. Like, what bird seed is the best for the variety of birds? But I guess sunflower seeds kind of attend to. It's like their pizza. Who's going to turn it down, right?
That's the basic. They have one basic food group in winter, and it's sunflower seeds.
Okay. So, people, it's the Connecticut Audubon Society. We've been talking this morning for a little bit with our good friend Tom Anderson. CTAudubon.org. I know it's one of those words that most college graduates can't even spell. So it's CTAUDUBON. There will not be a quiz after this, and it's a .org. So, if people are interested, people are trying to get into this hobby or are just fascinated with birds, like, do you guys have events, anything coming up down there people might be able to check out?
We don't have a whole lot of bird walks in February because of the winter, the weather. We have some indoor events, and coming up in March is when the bird walks start again. If you, we're doing this program for the year where we're highlighting the state's largest woodpecker, called the pileated woodpecker.
And that thing is massive if no one's ever seen it up close. We have one at our campground that is destroying a tree, and it's the coolest thing to watch.
they have really, really powerful bills, and they'll dig in there to get worms and grubs out of the dead trees and stumps. They're big. They have the big red crest. They're loud, like Woody Woodpecker. And anyway, we have some upcoming presentations and talks. You can find, if you go to ctaudubon.org, you'll see that right on our homepage. There's also one of the most encouraging comebacks for birds in recent decades is that of the osprey. Ospreys are those big fish-eating hawks mm-hmm. that live along the river and along the sound. We have an online program, a webinar on Thursday evening.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards, payback, and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Part of our ongoing winter series, we call it Young, Gifted, and Wild About Birds, where we bring in young scientists from around the country to try to talk about the birds that they are, birds and conservation issues they're studying. And because ospreys are having such trouble down south, the osprey population in the Chesapeake Bay is really plummeting. We have an expert from Chesapeake Bay and another one from southern New Jersey, and two of our own staff. And so we'll be doing a webinar on Thursday evening at 7. And you can find out about that on our website as well. The series is called Young, Gifted, and Wild About Birds. So for people who can't get out but who want to have a sort of bird conservation fix in the middle of the winter, that's a good thing to check out. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that all of our sanctuaries, they're all open dawn to dusk, 365 days a year. So if you bundle up, we have great sanctuaries in Pomfret, at Milford Point, in Fairfield, up in Sherman. We have Deer Pond Farm, which is about 850 acres. While we don't have formal events at those, they're always good places to go for bird watching. In winter, it's a little bit slower, but there'll be birds there, and no matter how many you see, you'll be in a beautiful place.
And that's what, so everyone thinks, New England, all the birds fly south for the winter. Like, everyone wants to head to Florida for the winter. Do we have a big migration period? Like, do we have a lot of birds that leave? What's the majority that leave versus stay, that snowbird it, if I'm air quoting on the radio?
Yeah, that's a good question. We have the birds that stay are birds that can eat, that can manage through the winter by eating seeds mainly, but also finding like insects and insect eggs in the bark of trees and on branches, etc. And those tend to be hardy birds like chickadees and woodpeckers and white-breasted nuthatch and the finches. The birds that have to leave are the birds that have adapted only to eating insects. So they can't be here in the winter because the insects are gone. And those tend to be the warblers, vireos, the thrushes, wood thrush, hermit thrush from northern parts of our territory. One of the birds that people are surprised to hear is around all winter is American robins. Okay. Because they can switch from needing worms and insects in the warm weather to eating seeds and leftover berries in the winter. Eastern bluebirds are here all winter. They're closely related to robins, actually, and they have adapted in the same way. They eat insects in the warm weather and seeds and berries in the cold weather. So what the exact numbers are, I don't have them at the top of my head, but starting in like March to April, we'll start to see birds from the south moving in. And then the big migrations are late April right through the month of May, when every day it seems like, well, some days in Connecticut, and you can look this up on, but there are websites that follow bird migrations via radar. There are literally millions and millions of birds that fly into and over Connecticut at night during peak migration days in May.
That's true. A lot of them I can see flying at night, you know. It's one of the things that's funny where I camp, me and a couple of the neighbors, we all have hummingbird feeders. And like gardeners, it's that first tomato. It's like who gets the first hummingbird of the season?
Yeah, exactly. People definitely pay attention to that. They put their bird feeder out. And usually it's like the last week of April when they start arriving, and then by May they're coming in droves.
And one of the cool birds, and it's one of those things, until I kind of started paying attention at our campground, the oriole. And everyone's like, oh, it's a rod. Like, you know an oriole when you see an oriole by the orange that it has. Like, it's a totally different than people think in their head, I feel.
Well, the way to keep it in mind, if you're a sports fan, is think of the Baltimore Oriole uniform, because it's exactly the same color. And then they have the picture right on their hat. It is as bright orange as you can imagine.
It is. Like, the first time I was like, because I guess they're more of a citrus-eating bird, so, like, they were going after my hummingbird feeder, and I'm like, what are you doing? So I was like, now I got to research how to get an oriole feeder far enough away from the hummingbird feeder, because hummingbirds are very territorial, for anyone that doesn't know, and they make some noise when they're arguing at the feeder.
Yeah, yes. They're very, very active, and they... If other birds, like sometimes we get a downy woodpecker at our feeder, at our hummingbird feeder, and when that happens, the hummingbirds definitely don't like it.
And it's that little bird makes a lot of noise. And one of the, it's that this time of the year, I think a lot of people see, or they'll notice a little bit more. I know we have them in our neighborhood, and we have a couple at the campground. Like, by couple, I mean they're always together too. The red-tailed hawks. I don't know if they're making like a resurgence or I'm just paying attention more, but the amount of red-tailed hawks I'm seeing is a beautiful thing.
You know, it might be that you're paying attention more. It's hard to say. They've always been probably the most common hawk in the state. Right now, maybe red-shouldered hawks, which look a little bit different but are the same genus, they might be close in terms of numbers, but it might just be that you're paying attention a little more and you're noticing them.
Because it is one that, it was probably about a month ago. It was right before the big snowstorm happened. I had to go charge one of our security cameras, and I went outside and I just heard this rustling in the neighbor's yard. And, it was a beautiful hawk. Unfortunately, it had to find its own dinner. They can't go to McDonald's, so use your imagination. There's one less rabbit in my neighborhood. But it was just, it stared at me. I kind of stared at it, and I was like, you're good, bro. Just leave me alone. You can have your dinner. I'm going to go back in the house. It's unfortunate the bunny had to perish, but they're not going to Burger King for takeout, people.
Everybody's got to eat something, and that's the way it goes in nature.
Yeah, nature is violent when you kind of start to pay attention, but it's also beautiful. So again, joining me this morning, Tom Anderson, Director of Communications for the Connecticut Audubon Society, ctaudubon.com. Tom, thank you for joining me today. I appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy you asked, so thank you very much.
So if we can get some people, we can put the bird feeders out, get some sunflower seeds, grab the binoculars, or just use your camera, because most phones and cameras now have an amazing zoom. Take some pictures. It's going to be a crummy winter still. That groundhog saw, six more weeks or whatever. It is what it is, people. It's New England. We will deal with it. Get your iced coffee and watch some birds. So, Tom, thank you for joining me today, because it's groups like you guys and things that you do are amazing right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really?
Time to go back to school with Famous Footwear.
Why does it always sneak up on us?
Famous to the rescue.
They've got all the best brands at the best prices.
And BOGO. Buy one pair of shoes, get one half off. Shop in-store to get $10 to spend this fall. Some exclusions apply.
When your day moves fast, between getting everyone out the door, meal prepping, and trying to find a small moment for yourself, the products you use should make things easier, not harder. That's where Ello comes in. Ello makes thoughtfully designed water bottles, tumblers, and glass food storage containers that fit right into your life, making hydration and storing meals easy, even on your busiest days. Visit elloproducts.com and use code TRYELLO20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's ELLOproducts.com, code TRYELLO20.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.